Travel to Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone that happens to be listening is having an amazing day. We're going to take a look at some of the great things going on the weekend of December 21st. In Scott, it's the Winter Solstice Celebration at Toltec Mounds Archaeological State Park on December 22nd. You can celebrate the longest night of the year by joining a park interpreter to learn about the prehistoric builders of the site and their earthen calendar. To people who relied on the sun for warmth and food, this day represented the beginning of longer and brighter days to come each year. Though we are separated by over 1,000 years, an enjoyment can be felt from knowing that the Plum Bayou people also recognize this night at the very site at Toltec. The staff will help celebrate some of the same events those prehistoric people once did, although they're doing it in ways that are almost certainly different. Beginning at 3:30 p.m., there will be a guided tour with the station archaeologist of the mound site to observe the extraordinary alignment. After watching the sunset over Mound S, everyone is invited to the picnic areas to warm up at the fire with hot cocoa, cider, s'mores, and Native American storytelling. Again, this only happens once a year, so it'd be a great thing to get out, take the kids, take the grandkids, but more importantly, learn more about the Native American history of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Now, you can head to Pine Bluff for the 22nd annual Enchanted Land of Lights and Legends at the Jefferson County Regional Park. This is being held through December 31st. It's one of the state's largest drive-through displays of holiday lights. It's 1.2 miles, and it continues nightly from 6 to 9 p.m. until December 31st. Now, just beyond the collection station is a new photography stage where visitors and families can park and take their own photos under a festive arch. Now, we all like a good selfie station, and this is definitely what that is. Now, in Eureka Springs, the Crescent Hotel is presenting the Christmas Tree Forest with more than 30 trees adorning the gardens. The great thing about this is it's an event to raise money for local charities. The annual Christmas Forest is a community-wide decoration event that allows votes and collections with money raised going directly to the charity, with the top three vote-getters receiving an additional bonus from the hotel family. The Christmas Forest will remain on the east lawn of the Crescent Hotel for display through January 1st, 2019. And finally, in Hot Springs, Garvin Woodland Gardens presents the 16th annual Holiday Lights event through December 31st. Holiday Lights is an outdoor light experience like no other. It covers 18 acres of the 210-acre garden. It is an incredible way to view the garden in a whole new light, pun intended, a celebration of the garden spaces with light, as well as an exceptional way to build a wonderful family tradition. Now, the main features include the wrap trees and natural garden of the pine wind, a 50-foot musical animated rose tree. Saw it personally. It is gorgeous. James the Train for kids, the different gardens, the whimsical frozen areas with the ice dandelion meadow. There's the ice palace and much, much more. Wherever you are, trust me, it is worth a drive to Hot Springs just to see this holiday light experience.
All right.
Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast at this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.